This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It would be nice to know when you turn up the air conditioning how much of that energy comes from the sun or the wind or other less damaging sources. Roughly 30 states have guidelines for this. They're called renewable portfolio standards. But at a time when natural gas is in abundance, some states are considering freezing, rolling back, or throwing out these RPS rules. Adam Allington has our report.
Michigan met its 10% renewable portfolio standard this year. Now, to help continue to reduce carbon emissions, some in the state want to raise the bar to 20% or higher, but paying for it remains controversial.
What we found was that doubling our RPS would add about $1.70 per month for a typical consumer.
Jeremiah Johnson is a professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. According to his research, the cost per household to double Michigan's RPS is relatively small, as is the cost to industry, say, for example, a car company.
A Ford vehicle that was manufactured solely in Michigan, the cost of that doubling would be less than $10 per car. So it's not zero, but it's very small in the scope of the cost of an automobile.
But raising rates just isn't something utilities like to do. DTE Energy, Michigan's largest utility, has lobbied hard in the state legislature to freeze Michigan's RPS in place.
You know, we count pennies. So when you're talking about $3, that's a big deal to us to put that on a customer bill.
Dave Harwood is DTE's Director of Renewable Energy.
Can Michigan do more than 10%? Yeah, they can. And we will be doing more as we comply with future federal regulations on carbon emissions.
Harwood says DTE is already moving to meet stricter federal standards for power plants, and adding state mandates on top of that isn't necessary. Eliminating RPS targets has become a key focus among conservative groups such as the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. John Ike is ALEC's Director of Energy, Environment, and Agriculture.
It's the position of ALEC that renewable energy deployment and use should expand according to customer demand.
Legislation bearing ALEC's influence has been voted on in Kansas, Texas, Ohio, and North Carolina. Meanwhile, California's Governor Jerry Brown drew headlines for his plan to increase California's standard to 50%. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.